Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Mitsubishi Motors spring sales event is on at Gossett Mitsubishi on the Pike. Come test drive the all-new 2023 Outlander plug-in hybrid electric with 420 total range, 64 combined MPG, and 38 minutes best charging time. And you may be eligible for up to $7,500 federal EV incentive and $1,500 lease cash. Come check it out at Gossett Mitsubishi. Plus, 2023 Mitsubishi Outlander with three rows of seating for up to seven people. We Gossett at $499 a month or buy for $34,055. Looking for some peace of mind in your new ride? How about Mitsubishi's 10-year, 100,000-mile powertrain limited warranty? 2023 Outlander, $499 a month, or get 1.9 for 36 months and test drive the all-new 2023 Outlander plug-in hybrid electric. That's Gossett Mitsubishi, 1870 Covington Pike, or shop online at memphismitsubishi.com.
If you want it, we got it at Gossett Motor Cars.
Outlander PZ 012158 MSRP 34555 includes all rebates and incentives. PF 695 excludes tax, title, and license with approved credit. See dealer for complete details. Offer valid through 3/31/2023. Dealer stock only.
Attention BetMGM customers. Have a friend who loves sports as much as you do? Here's a chance for both of you to earn a $50 bonus when they sign up through BetMGM's Refer a Friend program. Just sign into your BetMGM account and click on the Refer a Friend program to send your friend a message inviting them to register a new account in the same state that you use BetMGM in. Once your friend signs up and makes a deposit, you'll both receive a $50 bonus. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly and offer resources to help you make appropriate choices. Visit BetMGM.com for terms and conditions. You must be 21 years of age or older to wager. Tennessee only. All promotions are subject to qualification and eligibility requirements. Rewards issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets. Bonus bets expire in 30 days. For problem gambling support, call the Tennessee Red Line at 1-800-889-9789. That's 1-800-889-9789.
Hey, Brad, I thought you had a date.
Hey, Mom. She just left. Using my phone for a Wi-Fi hotspot backfired again.
I keep telling you to get Xfinity. What happened?
Everything was great until the movie started buffering. Then she started asking questions like, why are you using bedsheets for curtains? Why is this hamster cage so dirty? Where is your hamster?
Oh, honey, it might be time for real Wi-Fi.
Yeah. In the meantime, can I come use the Wi-Fi at your place?
Sorry, baby. Date night's still on for one of us.
It's time for real home internet. Get fast home internet on the Xfinity 10G network. The future starts now. New customers can get 200 megabit Xfinity internet and Xfinity mobile for just $50 a month for 2 years during our Xfinity 10G network launch celebration. Now through March 21st. Go to Xfinity.com/10G to learn more. Requires paperless billing and auto pay with stored bank account. Restrictions apply. Taxes and fees extra. After promo, regular rates apply to internet service and devices. Actual speeds vary. Xfinity mobile requires Xfinity internet service. Reduced speeds after 20 gigabytes of data usage. Data thresholds may vary.
Lowe's MVP's bonus days are back for pros. Right now, buy a DeWalt 20-volt max power stack battery 2-pack at $199 and get a select DeWalt Bear tool free. Plus, earn 3 times the bonus points on all Metabo HPT tools and products. Shop even more savings and bonus points offers during MVP's bonus days at Lowe's. Bonus points calculated before taxes and fees after applicable discounts, if any, valid 320 through 331. Subject to change. Selection varies by location. While supplies last. Discount taken at time of purchase. Visit Lowe's.com/MVP's bonus points for details.
I'm Guests appear on the Smile Center Hotline, live from the Service Master by Cornerstone Studios, with Jeff Calkins on today's show, presented by Red River Toyota in Wynn, Arkansas, online at redrivertoyota.com. We're back with the Gabe Kuhn Show on 92.9 FM ESPN.
I needed the shelter of someone's arm. There you were.
Jeff Calkins, columnist at the Daily Memphian, host of the Jeff Calkins Show, 9 to 11 on 92.9 FM ESPN, joins me now via the phone line on Twitter at Jeff underscore Calkins. Jeff, how was your weekend?
It was shorter than it was, one might have expected.
Yes.
And more disappointing on some fronts, but otherwise it was okay.
Yes. How was the back half of the day? You were there for the back half of the Purdue FDU game, and then the Tigers and FAU. That was a close game. That looked like a pretty decent environment to watch basketball.
Well, yeah, it was packed. It was the Purdue game was remarkable to watch, just because it had only happened once before, and really, this was even more of a ridiculous long shot than the previous time. Mm-hmm. You know, here's a team that got its automatic bid without even winning it the conference tournament. And that was fun. It was just fun. It was fun to be in an arena where about, halfway through, everyone realizes what's happening and starts to cheer for the underdog. And so you just feel, you just see the, Purdue, wilting under the pressure. I actually find myself, I tweeted this, I relate more to Purdue than I do to the agony of defeat than I do to the, so while I was happy to watch it and it was fun to watch and all of that. And at the time you were thinking, well, who knows, maybe Memphis will get Fairleigh Dickinson. And so maybe they'll get a, free pass essentially into the Sweet 16. But having said all that, I just felt sick for the Purdue players. Cause like it's humiliating. It is humiliating to be a one and lose to a 16. And so, but yes, that was a hell of an atmosphere. And then it largely, it was half the people left at that point. So the Memphis Florida Atlantic game was not nearly as packed as the previous game. Mm-hmm. And then it's funny, like you and I were talking about this, all through the week leading up to it. The question was, well, do you ever see any way Florida Atlantic could win? And I'm, yes, the basketball game. It's a 2.5-point spread. It's an 8-9 game. Of course they can win, Now, you wouldn't have envisioned all the twists and turns that it took. But the truth of the matter is, if you put aside all the twists and turns and the, the turnover and the timeout that wasn't granted, and the truth of the matter is, big picture, Memphis didn't play well.
Yep.
Like they did not, when DeAndre and Kendrick are 10 of 30 between them, they just didn't play well. And so I still don't have any question that if the team that played, that played against Houston had shown up, they would have won that game. And so if they had played well, they would have won that game. And they still were in a position to have won that game and should have won that game. But for all the things that happened at the end. So, was I stunned? Yeah, I was. You're certainly stunned by the way it unfolded. You're miserable because of the opportunity that was squandered. And all of that, but is it that surprising that a 9 beat an 8? No, it's not.
No, and I, Tigers. Of course, there were self-inflicted wounds. People are going to talk about the officiating. I just couldn't help but watch Kendrick on that last, obviously throwing the ball away and leading to the situation that where the timeout was not called, and then there was a tie-up. I still don't really understand the call, but what bothers me the most, Jeff, is Kendrick gave so much good this year. 21.5 points, 5.5 assists per game, was Sporting News All-American. He was unbelievable the entire year. I can't shake the thought that this, it will be in a lot of ways a lasting memory of his tenure, is that pass that ultimately led to the turnover.
It will be. I mean, it won't be the whole of it.
Right.
I was talking about this earlier today. In the same way that I think if we take a step back, you'll say, good for the team as a whole. Good year for
yes.
the program. Fundamentally, good year for the program. Step forward. Second straight year, get into the tournament. Win the conference tournament. It was an entertaining year. You knock off the number one team in the country for the first time in program history. Like, all of that, good. good. But in the end, you're not going to be able to separate it from the ending. Like the end, no. Even though all those things are true, part of the memory will always be. Like I was talking to Bennett. Bennett yesterday said he took his kid to the zoo to just not to try to forget about it. And before I came on here, I said, "How are you feeling now?" And he said, "It's going to sting for a while." And the truth of the matter is, it's going to sting forever. Like whenever you think about this year and this, it will sting forever in the same way that the it's not as bad as the Kansas game, but you'll never think of that as a happy memory. The Kansas game, you'll never think of this game as a happy memory. The end of the season will always be part of how the season is remembered. And the same thing then to a micro extent is Kendrick will be remembered for all the things he did, for his fabulous year, for winning the conference tournament, for stabilizing the team, for the way that he talked about loving Memphis and loving Penny and all of that. But part of the memory will also be in that moment, he threw the ball away. And you're exactly right. Like, you can complain about the officiating, and I'm with you there, and we can point out the shoddy defense on the last play, and that's true too. But if he had just hung on to the ball, called timeout if he was really worried about getting it across half court, but for that pass, they would almost certainly have won the game. And that will, sadly, because I hate it, because he's one of my favorite players I've ever covered for the University of Memphis, is it will always be a part of it. It just will.
Yeah, and I had callers whole back half of the second hour. I know you had our first hour. I know you had a bunch of callers today. I think most people are saying, okay, it's a successful year, but it's hard to forget the end. And that's what you're alluding to. That's what I've been alluding to. It's really tough. Now, moving forward, what do you think? I mean, Penny after the game says he wants to get older. What was his tone after the game and sort of how he was feeling when you were in that postgame presser?
Well, Penny is, Penny's always blunt, and he made no, bones about it. Like he said, the way that this ended has soured him. Mm-hmm. I mean, just, he said that he's the same as all of us. And he said, we had to be better. I don't know what happened on that. I'll tell you what really pained him is to give up the layup.
Yes.
Because Penny prides himself on defense. He spent his last time out trying to set up the defense, and then they give up a freaking layup. Like that I think as much as anything.
And it sounded like he was cool with a jump shot in that situation.
Yeah, and so I think that defended him, that offended him to his core. You saw him. He threw the bottle. I didn't have any problem with him really throwing the bottle. No. Like I would probably throw the bottle myself. Emotion is not a bad thing. I don't mind it. And but he was hugely disappointed. Now, he said the one thing he said that I would disagree with is he said, how it is in Memphis, we got to be five times better than everybody else. And it may be that if you're playing a Power Five team or something else that you have to feel like you have to be five times better. The implied in there is that the fix is in for Florida Atlantic. And it's just not true. Like there's no institutional desire to have Florida Atlantic beat you. So Memphis doesn't have to be five times better than Florida Atlantic. They just have to be better than Florida Atlantic, and they weren't. So Penny was frustrated. Mm-hmm. He was disgusted with the defense, honestly. And then in terms of looking ahead, I mean, it's pretty clear that Penny, this was a much better year for Penny. This was his favorite team to coach. And it's not easy, though, to go out and get a all-conference, should have been player of the year level player in the transfer portal. Like you can get an older player like Keontae Kennedy. You can get, like that. But can you get another Kendrick? That's awfully hard to do. I think he wants what every coach wants, which is a blend of old and young, leaning more towards old, honestly. And we see the level of success that they're having across the tournament right now. But if the best players he can get are high school players, he wants some of those too. And then it's just a question of each year, the mix will be different depending on, who's available. Some years it might be that a Precious Achiuwa type of player is available, so you get them some right out of high school. Some years it might be that a Kendrick is available, and so you can get them from a you know, from another opponent. I will say this. I think one of the lasting contributions of Kendrick could well be the way that he speaks of his relationship with Penny.
Yes.
Now, Penny honestly did openly say that Kendrick had, before the game, he said, Kendrick had tried to help him recruit other people from the portal, and they didn't get any of those players. That's what he said. He said, mm-hmm. So we were kind of scrambling, and we got, you know, and we got Deontay because Vanderbilt, you know, didn't work out, whatever. But I do think that if you are a player in the portal and you see what their relationship with Kendrick and you see how well that worked and you see how grateful Kendrick was for it, I do think, you know, who knows, that could at some level help Penny going forward, because it clearly did work out, you know, well for everybody this year.
Talking with Jeff Calkins at Jeff_Calkins on Twitter. You wrote a column, How to Make It Through a Miserable Week, a survival guide for Memphis fans. I think this comes from your Buffalo fandom and your years here in Memphis. What, how do Tiger fans survive through this week, watching Tennessee, what could have been in the Sweet 16, all those things?
Well, I think everyone has a different approach, right?
Right.
So, and maybe as someone who played at a high level, you're better at compartmentalizing this. Like, I was Chris Harrington, he pays incredibly close attention and is a fabulous commentator on NBA, but he doesn't get emotionally involved. It never ruins his day if his team loses. Whereas I get very emotionally involved and it absolutely ruins my day. If this were my beloved Buffalo Bills, I would not watch another minute of the tournament, certainly while Tennessee was still involved.
Yeah.
If I were, like, I would not, and I would do my best just to pretend it's not happening to block it out. And that is what I would do. And then ultimately you move on, you focus on whatever. But it is interesting how different people treat this differently. The good thing is, like, the Grizzlies have three home games this week.
Yep.
You know, like, there is in Memphis. And again, there are lots of people who live in Memphis who are Tennessee fans or Arkansas fans who aren't Memphis fans. But for Memphis fans who live in Memphis, the nice thing is, while this was happening, you had a 29-point comeback against San Antonio, and then you beat the hell out of Warriors.
Softens the blow, doesn't take it away, though.
But if you're looking for distractions,
yes.
If you're saying, all right, I'm going to go focus on this, like, it is nice that the Grizzlies seem to have found something during the stretch without Steven Adams and without Ja. Now we're going to have Ja coming back this week, it appears. Get three home games. We'll take a little bit of a deep breath, and then we'll have Grizzlies playoffs to get involved in. But in terms of, like, it's never going to – this will never go away.
Yep.
This will never go away. This will always be there in the same way that, for me, 13 seconds, the Bills, you know, have a lead over Kansas City Chiefs, or home run throwback, or pick your favorite miserable moment in sports, whatever it is. That moment never goes away. I guess the only time it might possibly go away, and this is only theoretical for me, is if your team ultimately wins a championship someday. Like, does, like the Bucky Dent? The Red Sox, all of their blunders when they finally won the World Series, everyone could come home. And so, if the Memphis Tigers someday finally win the championship, I think maybe you'll be able to look back at these things as things just that you had to endure to getting to paradise. But right now, I don't know. Like, how are you planning to get over this?
I not talking about it, avoiding it, watching some Grizzlies, right? Trying to see what the Grizzlies can make happen. I mean, it's never going to go away. And again, it's the lasting memory. It's the one that'll hang in your head about what this 22-23 season was. But bear with me here. Should the memory or the lesson out of this year, ultimately, with the Tigers doing as well as they did, winning an AAC championship, should it be about the expectation game that wasn't played before this year and then the results that followed? Because that's where, ultimately, if you just take a big view, a 50,000-foot view of where we're at right now, that is what this year was, and it was a switch in mindset from Penny Hardaway and the entire program, it felt like.
Well, yeah, I mean, I think the lesson to take away is, yes, to get a better mix of players, to care about roster building, And the truth of the matter is, I still think there are things to be learned. I think you could have had it built a team with more shooting on it. You could have built a team with more size on it. I think as opposed to just assembling stars, you focus on roster construction. I think that more than the – I'm not so sure about the expectation thing, because if you're – like Tubby never had great expectations because he had a crappy rosters, right? And so if you look at a lot of the teams that are, you know, Arkansas had pretty big expectations, and here they are in the Sweet 16. Tennessee had pretty big expectations, here they are in the Sweet 16. Gonzaga had pretty big expectations, here they are in the Sweet 16. I like having a talented roster. And I think in terms of ticket sales and prosperity, you need some excitement going. You don't need James Wiseman level excitement, but you need some excitement going into the season. But I think I do think the point is, and Penny talked about this all the time, is that he had a team that understood that Kendrick and DeAndre were going to lead the way, and there were these pieces around it, and so it all fit better. It was shocking, I will say, when we talked about how well everybody got along and the lack of drama, to literally having Kendrick screaming and having to be separated. And Malco, that was another like, oh God, now we're seeing this?
Jeff, I don't think they fully recovered on floor from all of that. It sort of felt as if offensively they started to be a little more stagnant, and DeAndre had to get a couple putbacks, and it sort of lingered when they were in their timeouts.
I can make an argument that it was all – that even – let's be honest, that was an atypical play by Kendrick, right? Like to throw that.
Yes,
like,
100%.
Was he still – because of the in, like, obviously having a bum ankle did not make him throw that pass.
That's right.
But had he clearly lost composure in blowing up at Malco, right? That is losing composure. And it is, and did he ever fully regain composure, or was the, and maybe this is a stretch. I'm throwing it out there for you to try on to see if it fits. Does the fact that the play that he made, was that an extension of just like he never fully regained composure?
I tend to think so. I really do. I mean, I'm there. I think all of them. And here's the thing: when you have those things happen in sports, so you don't want to linger on it, right? But I think everybody seeing that and seeing your star player, seeing the guy who's led you to that point, have that composure, it makes everybody to a certain extent lose a little
on
bit
edge.
Of composure.
Yeah, Alo said afterwards, he said everyone was kind of, you know, a lot of players on different pages at the end or something like that. He had a quote, you know, when we were talking to him in the locker room. There's no question they unraveled at the end. And in a way that, you know, it's interesting. Like, they lost a bunch of games at the end this year, but it often felt like it was something lucky by the other team, like a lucky shot, like the Seton Hall, whatever,
yes.
You know, and things had to, you had to miss a foul shot there first. Here, it really just felt like they lost composure.
Mm-hmm.
It really did. Like, yeah. I don't know, did Florida like hit big shots? That's true. But did they do anything exceptional to beat you?
No, even on the final play, it was an overcommitment by Elijah McCadden. When I would imagine in that timeout, Penny Hardaway is saying, hey, we'll take it. We'll take a jumper. They're going to have to make it. They're going to have to knock it down. Just don't let them get to the rim. And I think he said that after the game.
The entire theme.
Yeah.
Don't let him get to the rim. Don't let him get to the middle. Don't let him get to the rim. And you know, the kid from Florida Atlantic said he was preparing to take the jump shot, and all of a sudden he sees McCadden coming at him. He says, oh, this is interesting. I'll just slip on by.
Yep.
And I here's the other thing, though. As bad as I feel, or you feel, or Bennett feels, you got to feel for how bad Kendrick feels.
Yes.
You know, and how bad DeAndre feels. And, I mean, those are the guys who are freaking putting their hearts out there. And there was never any doubt all year long how much they cared. That's one of the things that was most appealing about this team. And so I think one way to think about it and maybe get over it a little bit is to think, however bad you feel, like Kendrick, you know, feels as bad or worse. There's nothing to do but go on. I suspect whatever Kendrick is reintroduced at FedEx Forum as part of the, sitting in the stands, or maybe who knows, maybe he would catch on with an NBA team. Whatever he is introduced, he will get applause as well he should, despite the way this thing ended. But it's too bad, we have to say, despite the way this thing ended.
Now, another way to get over it is to talk about what the Grizzlies did over the week and talk about Jeff Calkins, columnist of the Daily Memphian, Jeff Calkins Show 9 to 11. 2-0 this weekend. And, of course, I mean, I love Dylan completely rotating and completely turning into the heel thing, and him and Klay Thompson getting into it. But with Ja potentially on the precipice of coming back, I mean, where are your feelings on this Grizzlies team? They've been 5-3 without Ja during the suspension, and they seem to have found, you know, David Roddy, Luke Kennard off the bench first in that backcourt. Feels like everything's starting to feel a lot better heading into playoff basketball.
It was interesting in the midst of the misery, the tumult, whatever you, all of that. Taylor Jenkins sort of said, and at the time it sounded, you know, you could argue it sounded like coach speak. He said, the way we get through this is, you know, it's going to test us, is togetherness. He said, that's the only way to get through this. And you have to feel like you're impressed. I don't know. I'm impressed by that because it is easy under that, like the whole world is crushing you. An injury and suspension and everything else. And what we've seen is like Jaren Jackson Jr. have some tremendous offensive games. We've seen David Roddy step up, in a big way. And you've seen obviously the biggest, you know, massive comeback against San Antonio. You beat the Warriors twice now without Ja in the span of 10 days or something, whatever it was. And you got them to the point where, I really think it's pathetic at this point, Klay flashing his rings. Like,
yeah,
if you're going, if that's your whole answer to everything, just go retire and count your rings. Like,
yep,
you're still actually, there's still basketball to be played here. And so if you're getting your ass beat in consecutive games and all you can keep doing is pointing to your rings, well, go retire and count your rings. I think it's kind of pathetic. They do have four rings, but like at some point, that's just not an answer to everything when you're, you know, when you're getting beat. So I don't think it'll be there will be, you know, the Ja coming back thing, and we all have to go through it. I'm sick of it already. But then soon we'll be able to just talk about basketball. And right now, as much of a mess as the West looks like, you tell me what the limit is on this team. Like, I can see them losing in the first round of the playoffs, but I'm back to, you know, I can imagine a deep playoff run because
West
they
is still open
held it
too
together, and the West is so open. That's what I was, oh yeah, I wouldn't be saying that if they had to play the
right
Celtics the West is wide open. By the way, I do want to give you credit because one of the things you've said that is 100% true, I think, about Dylan is how important. Dylan, obviously, he played fabulously defensively, and he shot well against Golden State. Mm-hmm. But with Dylan, so much of it is, do they win or lose?
Yes.
You're exactly
100%.
Right. It's, do they win? Like, that is so damn charming and fun, him rubbing their nose in it when they win. Like, in the end, like, so much of it with Dylan is, God, he's a lot of fun when they win.
It always cracks me up, Jeff, is because he could shoot 10% from the field if they win a game over the Warriors. We'll talk about the defense he played on Steph that night.
Right.
That'll be the discussion.
I mean, he does. Like, he is. look what he did to Steph.
Yes.
It is amazing. And he does have real estate in their head. You know, he 100% does. Maybe it's just because they're asked about him. They are asked about him all the time. But, like, look what he did to Steph Saturday. It was fantastic. And that is real. Now, the shooting won't be there every night, but I would not want to play the Warriors. I would not want to have the Grizzlies play the Warriors in the playoffs this year or without Dylan as part of the effort, because
right,
I think
yes,
he is integral to it. I
yes,
think it's true.
He adds a bunch to it, but I still, and I've brought this up with you, I don't mind that matchup. I really don't. Considering right, what the Warriors are this year, and you don't know if Andrew Wiggins is going to come back, and even if he does, they didn't win at a high level when he was in there. I don't know. I mean, I guess that there's the thought of losing to them in that matchup.
I was going to say, y'all thought that Memphis basketball loss
yeah,
was painful.
Right. No, I get you, Bennett. I get that. But at the same time, I mean, that matchup on paper this year is just – I mean, when you talk about the Warriors, it's more past than present. That's where the hope comes from.
I think that's right. It's also true that you will, if you play the Warriors this year anyway, you will have home court. And yep, both of these teams have been dramatically better on the home court than on the road. So it is amazing, though. You look at it right now, and it is such a mess. You just can't even begin to predict who they're going to play. Are they going to play Dallas in the first round? Are they going to play Minnesota in the first round? Are they going to play Golden State in the first round? Hell, right now, you know, they could play Oklahoma City in the first round. So there's just no way to even begin to predict who they will play in the first round. What you want is you want them to continue to be, you know, playing well and to integrate Ja back, and which that feel like that'll happen this week, maybe as soon as Wednesday. And take a deep breath, and then we get playoffs.
Yep. Well, great stuff as always, Jeff. Appreciate it, man. Thanks for joining. That's Jeff Calkins, columnist at the Daily Memphian. Jeff Calkins Show, 9 to 11.
We do have an update on the Mavs game tonight.
Let's hear it.
Luka's out. We knew that. But Kyrie and Tim Hardaway Jr. both available and looking like they could play.
Okay. That's going to be the first. I mean, they played them two times in a row and didn't get to see any of those guys. So
it'll be fun. Kyrie FedEx Forum tonight.
And right now, if you go look at the standings, who would the Grizzlies be playing? They'd be playing the Mavs in a first-round series. So this is a good test. This is a good test at home. Relatively full strength versus full strength with the Mavericks. But let's go ahead and get to a break. And on the other side, we'll go ahead and hop into the Blitz. We'll talk about the Grizzlies weekend, NCAA tournament, what Penny said following the Tigers' loss to FAU about what he wants to do with the roster construction going into next year. All that on the other side with the Blitz, 92.9 FM, ESPN.
Oh, Jared Jackson just posterized Anthony Davis.
It's Hoops for St. Jude with the Memphis Grizzlies tonight at FedEx Forum. Hi, it's Brad Carson. Memphis Grizzlies versus Mavericks tonight on 92.9. We'll have the pregame at 6:30 after the Gabe Kuhn Show. We'll have the tip at 7 o'clock. And all day long, you can log on to 92.9ESPN.com. Make sure you click on the Grizzlies St. Jude link, and you can donate and also bid on items. It's Hoops for St. Jude with the Memphis Grizzlies tonight and the Dallas Mavericks at FedEx Forum against the Memphis Grizzlies on 92.9 FM ESPN.
Gabe Kuhn here. When disaster strikes, do you know who to call? Well, let me tell you, Service Master by Cornerstone is the largest franchise in a 600-mile radius. Don't just call them because they are the largest. Call them because they're the best at solving your problems around the house if you have a disaster. I hope none of these things never happen to you. Water damage from busted pipes or water heaters, frozen pipes in general, toilet that overflowed, fire. You have a fire and you have smoke damage. I hope none of this happens, but if it does happen, call Service Master by Cornerstone. They've recently helped a ton of commercial and residential buildings and homes with frozen pipes from the recent winter storm that ended 2022. No matter the place or size, they're here to help with the damage. Tyler, president and owner of Service Master by Cornerstone, and his team are here to help you at times like this. Their motto is, we don't pray for disaster. We just pray we get called when there is one. So remember the name, locally owned, locally operated, Service Master by Cornerstone. Call them at this number if you have any damage or a disaster around your house. 901-459-3675. Again, that's 901-459-3675.
All 650 acquisition fee, 30,000 miles, 20 cents excess mileage, sold P7866988, MSRP 22945, K5 PG200 400, MSRP 26455, Sportage PG107225, MSRP 29790, includes all rebates and incentives, must finance 200, excludes tax title and license with approved credit. See dealer for complete details, offer valid through 3/31/2023, dealer stock only, warranties, limited powertrain warranty, see Kia.com or retailer for details.
Hey, Jeff Allen, you ready to give Memphis your best deals at Gossett Kia South Mount Moriah?
That's what I always do, Randy. How about a 2023 Kia Soul LX, only $333 a month and $2799 due at signing? Looking for luxury? 2023 Kia K5 LX. Access $362 a month or $31.99 due at signing. Both 36-month lease.
Or how about the 2023 Kia Sportage LX all-wheel drive?
We got it at $381 per month, 36-month lease, and $34.99 due at signing.
And don't forget Kia's 10-year, 100,000-mile powertrain limited warranty. And Jeff, what if I don't see exactly what I want?
I'll order it for you, Randy, so whether you live in Horn Lake, South Haven, Olive Branch, or Memphis, you'll be happy, happy at Gossett Kia on Mount Moriah.
Online, KiaMountMoriah.com.
At Kroger, shopping with pickup and delivery is the same as shopping in-store. Same low prices, deals, and rewards on the same high-quality items. It's one small click for groceries, one big win for busy families everywhere. Start your cart today at Kroger.com. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Earn extra fuel points and save even more at the pump. You can earn 4 times the fuel points on your grocery purchase this Friday with your digital coupon. Download your coupon on our website.
You don't need to find a pot of gold to strike it rich this March. Instead, win money on your tournament wagers with Superbook Sports. Superbook features the best team of odds makers in the business, so they're the safe bet when it comes to sports gambling. They also have one of the most extensive betting menus around, so no matter what you want to wager on come tournament time, Superbook is sure to have it. Download the Superbook app and start winning today. Visit Superbook.com for terms and conditions. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-889-9789.
Visit Frontier Western Store today for new shirts and boots. Frontier is your top Carhartt store in the Mid-South. There's thousands of in-stock shirts and jeans. They have the classic K87 pocket tee in every color they make, including new ones just released. Available small to 4X. Want new jeans? Frontier has you covered with super tough work denim by Carhartt. And you've got to check out their selection of Ariat jeans for men, women, and children. You'll love how easy it is to find the size and style you need. Have you seen Frontier's remodeled world-famous boot showroom? It continues to expand. New styles by Ariat just arrived, plus plenty of in-stock proven classics, too. Whether you need work or dress boots, trust that Frontier's the place to come. See thousands of pairs of Ariat boots and thousands more by Dan Post, Corral, Durango, Rocky, Twisted X, and others. And Frontier's pricing is lower than online and chain stores, so you know just the local shop to visit. Frontier Western Store, 5880 Goodman Road in Olive Branch, and on the web at frontierwesternstore.com. Locally owned and operated since 1967.
Calling all the Mid-South! Bobby J is waiting for your call today to drive off in your new Kia from Gossett Kia on the Pike. 2023 Kia Soul LX $333 a month, $27.99 due at signing. Or 2023 Kia K5 LXS $362 a month, $31.99 due at signing. And 2023 Kia Sportage LX all-wheel drive $381 a month, $34.99 due at signing, all 36-month lease. And if you can't find what you're looking for, let Bobby J order a new ride for you today. Plus, Kia's best-in-class warranty, 10-year, 100,000-mile powertrain limited warranty. Ask for Bobby J. He'll put you in a new Kia today. Gossett Kia, 1900 Covington Pike. Online, KiaCovingtonPike.com.
If you want it, we got it at Gossett Motor Cars.
All 650 acquisition fee, 30,000 miles, 20 cents excess mileage. Sold P7866988, MSRP 22945, K5 PG200 400, MSRP 26455, Sportage PG107225, MSRP 29790. Includes all rebates and incentives. Must finance to Hyundai. Excludes tax, title, and license with approved credit. See dealer for complete details. Offer valid through 3/31/2023. Dealer stock only. Warranties limited powertrain warranty. See Kia.com or retailer for details.
Hey, I'm Andy. I started Harry's because I was frustrated with buying razors at the drugstore. And when I say frustrated, I mean like so upset I called my friend Jeff.
Hello, this is Jeff.
Jeff, I'm at the store, and I don't get why these razors
cost so much?
Yeah, and do they need to look like robots?
Ah, dude, I know. And it's so frustrating how expensive they are.
Getting ripped off sucks.
We gotta do something about this.
Why don't we make our own high-quality razors at much better prices?
Actually, I heard about this German razor factory that makes some really high-quality blades.
Really? Okay, maybe that's not exactly how it went. But we did buy that German factory, where we're turning high-quality steel into super-sharp blades for a smooth shave at a great price. Seriously, as low as $2 per cartridge. Over the past 10 years, 20 million people have tried Harry's. Join them and get your starter set now. That's a 5-blade razor, weighted handle, and shave gel, all for just $3 with free shipping, backed by our quality guarantee. If you don't like it, it's on us. Just go to harrys.com now and enter code SMOOTH at checkout. That's harrys.com, code SMOOTH.
Tonight, partly cloudy and chilly, low of 38.
Weather brought to you by Staples. Staples stores are a new world of possible with innovative tools for small business and remote workers and learners. Explore more at your local Staples store or staplesconnect.com.
So everything's changing so fast these days, and that's a great thing. You know, back in my day, we were lucky if we could get one video to load to our desktop computer. But now there's the Xfinity 10G network, and that means the fastest internet with faster speeds rolling out every day, and internet that can power a house full of devices at once with ultra-low lag. So while one person streams a movie from their room, another can play video games in the basement while another TikToks in the kitchen, it's the next generation 10G network, and it's only from Xfinity. The future starts now. Now through March 21st, new customers can get started with 200 megabit Xfinity internet with up to 10 times faster upload speeds during our limited time Xfinity 10G network launch celebration for just $25 a month for 2 years with no annual contract. Go to Xfinity.com/10G, call 1-800-XFINITY, or visit a store today. Requires paperless billing and auto pay with stored bank account. Restrictions apply. Not available in all areas. Taxes and fees extra. After promo, regular rates apply to internet services and devices. Actual speeds vary and are not guaranteed.
Now, the biggest stories.
Overloading the line.
A bull rush of info. It's Gabe's Blitz on the Gabe Kuhn Show on 92.9 FM ESPN, Memphis' sports station.
Okay, Grizzlies weekend. He had the historic 29-point comeback over the San Antonio Spurs on Friday night, and then turn around and beat the Golden State Warriors pretty handily at FedEx Forum on Saturday.
Damn, that Spurs game, though, through a half was one of the worst halves they played all year.
So
I mean, truly.
I mean, I can't even lie. Like, because the Tigers started during that second half of that Spurs game, and so
right.
I did not see any of the comeback. I just get a notification on my phone that it's like Grizzlies headed to overtime.
I had given up.
What?
I had given up on
like,
it.
How are they heading to overtime? So then flip over for overtime, and they get the win. Yeah, that was impressive. I mean, the Spurs are absolutely horrendous, so you know, if you can come back like that against anybody, it's them. But that was impressive.
But hell, 29-point comeback, most in the NBA this year.
Yeah.
Then you beat the Warriors, right, in that back-to-back setting. Now the Warriors have 11 straight road losses. I got to say, it's pretty cool to see the Grizzlies be able to knock the Warriors down into the play-in. Like, that's always fun. That's got to be fun for Grizzlies fans. And honestly, they're only a game ahead of the 13 spot right now. So between 7 and 13, it's one game.
It is kind of interesting because, like, as of right now, we would play the Mavericks, who we play tonight, you know, if the playoffs started tomorrow. But, you know, you win tonight, and you probably do the Warriors a solid. Like, they'll probably move back up into that spot. So, you know, a lot's been made of the Klay Thompson thing, flashing the rings, and it's true. It's so annoying. It's all he's got. I mean, dude, he has been bad against the Grizzlies these past two games, and they're in his head.
Yeah, they are.
They're
it's
in his
very
head.
Clear.
You know, and listen, that's what they're going to do because they're the defending champs. Of course, your move is, y'all are beneath us. Yeah, but, like, it's all he talks about. It's all they've talked about all season. Like, you can say it's not a rivalry all you want. It is a rivalry. And they've gotten the better of the rivalry. So, like, kudos to them. No doubt about it. But it's a clear rivalry, and everyone knows it.
Well, and you have Dylan Brooks guarding Klay and Steph most of the night. 11 for 32 is what they shoot. He holds Steph Curry under 20, which never happens. Steph only had 16. To be honest with you, Klay putting up his four fingers is clearly him fighting a losing battle. He's minus 94 in four losses versus the Grizzlies this year. So, like, he has been bad against the Grizzlies. There's no question about it. And he says, I don't care about Dylan Brooks when he retires. I don't think anyone will ever talk about Dylan Brooks ever again. I promise you, it's sweet right now, but wait 10 years. Okay, it's sweet right now, sure. But at the same time, you're saying this after a game that you got absolutely shut down and put on the spot by Dylan Brooks. What does that say about you if you're talking about Dylan Brooks and when he retires, yada, yada? You just look like you're fighting a losing battle right now. Again, I invite the Grizzlies versus Warriors series, if that ultimately happens in the first round, because I think that matchup would be pretty solid in the Grizzlies' favor. But at the same time, we'll see. Last thing, Jaren was phenomenal over the weekend. 28
awesome.
Versus Spurs, 31-7, four blocks. And then my favorite part of the weekend, outside of the trash talk after the game, our guy Billy Richmond at Wing Guru sends the post-game Triple J wings to the Warriors. That's beautiful.
Such a strong move.
That
I saw
is
the
beautiful.
Pictures. I saw the pictures. That was a solid move by Billy Richmond. Also, I forgot my train of thought. Going back to the
Spurs?
No. Go back. I don't know. Go ahead.
but last thing I did want to mention, the rotational experiments are sort of getting that right. I mean, Luke Kennard had 31 minutes versus the Spurs, season high, 4 for 7 from three. You see him as a team high plus 21. That's what you get when you give him extended minutes. Also, David Roddy outpacing John Conchar. I know there's a lot of people in the fan base that like to see that.
Yep.
And how about Junior? How about Kenny Lofton?
He did.
11 points,
nice
12 minutes. Nice on Friday.
What I was going to say is you mentioned how awesome Jaren's been, and I hope and I think we will see it. You know, I think the hope going forward, when Ja comes back, and it looks like Wednesday is what they're shooting for now, that's what Taylor Jenkins said in a pregame presser, you hope that him and Jaren can both play all-star level basketball at the same time going forward and into the playoffs. That is the most important thing for this team. NCAA tournament weekend. It was depressing for us Tigers fans, but it was actually a really fun weekend of basketball.
Yes, no question about it. You had the Purdue. They got upset by Fairleigh Dickinson. We know about that. Tennessee, I'm impressed with. I can't believe I'm saying this. I've been a detractor nearly all year, but this road they have is unbelievable. They have FAU in the Sweet 16, and they basically have a free ride to the Elite Eight as long as they take it. And what they did to Duke defensively, my God, they're good defensively, and they really rough you up. Duke Kyle Filipowski. No one could really handle that on their side. Jeremy Roach went down early with an injury, but also Olivier Kamwa, 27 points, unbelievable from the field. If they can get that game to game, who knows? Who knows? Because offensively, that's been their Achilles heel, is their offense. And they have some guys, I guess, that could theoretically get over on other teams, and Olivier Kamwa didn't that. Also, Kentucky goes down, and Kentucky beat Kansas State on the boards, but Kansas State wins the game 75-69. They beat Kansas State 44-25 on the boards, 19-4 offensively. But in the end of the day, Antonio Reeves, who has been the savior of Kentucky season down the stretch with his offense, was 1-for-15 for 5 points. And that's rough. And now we look at John Calipari and what he's done the past 3 years. 2021, 9-16, didn't make the tournament. 2022, lost to St. Peter's in the first round. This year, lost in the second round to Kansas State. That's absolutely brutal. And Jerome Tang comes out. He said, we have more dudes. He said that after the game. We have more dudes than Kentucky does this year, and I agree with him. And Marquise Noel, if you have not seen what he's been able to do, he's been unbelievable. He's been one of the best players in this tournament. 27 points, 2 rebounds, 9 assists against Kentucky, against Montana State. 17 points, 6 rebounds, 14 assists. Make sure you keep up with him.
Hey, I told you about Kansas.
You sure did. Uh-huh. You sure did. Yep, yeah, you did.
And Houston, it mattered not having Bill Self.
A little bit toward the end. And by the way, Musk taking his shirt off.
Amazing.
How about that? And by the way, does he have any hair on his body? Just random question.
I know. It didn't look.
Is he waxed? Does he shave? What does he do with that?
That's a good question.
That brother waxes, doesn't he?
I think he waxes.
He's a man of the people, though.
I think he waxes.
That was something.
Yeah, that was cool. Back to the Tigers discussion. Penny Hardaway did say, quote, that they want to be older next season.
Yeah, they need to be. And you saw what worked with Kendrick Davis, DeAndre Williams, all these guys that are experienced have some ball under their, they've played a lot of ball. And I think ultimately seeing what those two guys did and what other guys did is going to help Penny Hardaway on the transfer market. You see that you can make an immediate difference. And you look at Khalif Battle, has already been reached out to by Memphis. There's a couple of other guys out there on the transfer market that Penny Hardaway is looking into. He's trying to get more shooting. He's trying to be more experienced in the backcourt because he's going to have Mikey Williams. I think they absolutely need to do that. And to hear him say that shows the growth throughout his career.
Some other college basketball news, coaching changes in the Big East. Rick Pitino's 6-year deal with St. John's, and Ed Cooley took the Georgetown job.
Good job by both of these schools. Good hires. Ed Cooley at Georgetown, 12 years at Providence, 7 tourney appearances. He was a Big East Coach of the Year, Naismith Coach of the Year. Great stabilizer at the very least. And he's done it in the Big East. He can do it again. I think that was a home run hire for Georgetown to get them at least back to the tournament and back at least somewhat relevant. Now for Providence, that opens up a pretty good job. I mean, Micah Shrewsbury's in there. Kim English makes me feel kind of old because I watched him at Mizzou back in the day when they were 30-5 and lost to Norfolk State as a 2-seed. Former point guard at Mizzou. He's at George Mason now, so we'll see what happens with that. But Rick Pitino to St. John's on a 6-year deal. The Big East this time next year, this time in 2 years, could be absolutely cooking with grease. 3 teams still in the tournament. That's tied for the lead, Creighton, UConn, and Xavier. Cooley getting Georgetown back, potentially. Pitino to St. John's. And if you add another good hire with Providence, Micah Shrewsbury or Kim English, I like either of those options, I think that the Big East could be unbelievable. Now, there is a little side story with the St. John's. I'm not sure it's not St. John's job. I'm not sure if you heard this, but St. John's is now being sued by their former coach, Mike Anderson, who they just fired. He's owed $11 million if he wasn't fired because he was fired for cause. He says he was not fired for cause. And I tend to agree with him. He was fired for, quote, this is what they said, failure to create and support an environment that strongly encourages student-athletes who are in the men's basketball program to meet all university academic requirements. Now, here's the problem. It's clearly about results. Clearly about results. It's not for cause. If it was for cause, you would have done it 2 years ago when he fired Steve DeMayo due to health conditions, and there were details of the team's culture, and that led to a max exodus that offseason. So you would have done it 2 years ago. This is about the results that followed that. You kept him on for 2 years. I just think this is ridiculous. St. John's ought to pay him that money that he's owed. And, you know, usually when you get fired for cause, it's NCAA violations, law trouble. It's not just being a crummy coach and a leader. And as much as I do think he was a crummy coach and a leader there at the end with St. John's, they didn't fire him for cause ultimately. They fired him because he was bad on the court and his teams were bad on the court. So I think ultimately you make a hire, you stand by all those things if it goes bad. And St. John's is not doing that right now. Also, I don't know if you saw this real quick. South Florida expected to hire Mike Bray. Bray was retiring.
Interesting.
What's the deal there?
Well, it is Florida.
I guess new AAC coach, though, Mike Bray. That'll be an interesting one. Maybe he can get South Florida cooking. We'll see. But that'll do it for the Blitz. When we come back on the other side, we'll grab a little bit of small talk.
92.9 FM ESPN is Memphis's college basketball station. The best college hoops and stories in Memphis live on 92.9 FM ESPN. Memphis's hoops place.
There's no better time to hit the court for some exciting college basketball action. Download the BetMGM app today and bet during the wildest month of the year with the king of sportsbooks. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. Must be 21 years or older. Must be in Tennessee. Visit BetMGM.com for a full list of terms and conditions. For problem gambling support, call the Tennessee Red Line at 1-800-889-9789. That's 1-800-889-9789.
This is Gary Parrish, and you've heard me talk about Dr. Maddie Sadeghi and his staff for years now. They run the Smile Center. It's where my whole family goes. We're fortunate. Our insurance covers it. But Dr. Maddie understands not everybody is fortunate enough to have dental insurance, and that's why he's created the membership plan at the Smile Center. It's an in-office insurance plan for patients who do not have dental insurance. So if you fall under that umbrella, please get in touch with the Smile Center. Dr. Maddie and his entire staff have been vaccinated, so it's a safe environment. The address is 1941 South Germantown Road in Germantown near Saddle Creek, 901-309-1333. Online, SmileCenterMemphis.com.
The winter blues are almost behind us. We can't wait to get out of the house and be more active. It all sounds great, but your achy joints don't agree. Well, it's time to do something about that. Hey, it's Jeff Calkins. Stop with the steroids. Stop with the possible surgery chatter. Now there's a better way to get lasting relief. It's QC Kinetics, the nation's leader in regenerative medicine. This exciting approach uses healing properties from your own body, highly concentrated, and then placed directly in your achy joint. It can restore and repair that damaged tissue and get you moving again without pain. Knee pain, back pain, shoulder pain, hip pain. The patient satisfaction reports are incredible, and there's no downtime. Learn more about this wildly popular all-natural alternative way to get lasting pain relief. No surgery, no drugs. The call is free. The consultation is free. You've got nothing to lose. Timing is perfect, so you can enjoy the best time of the year coming up. Call QC Kinetics now at 901-445-1010. That's 901-445-1010. QC Kinetics, the nation's leader in regenerative medicine.
Consumer investigator Andy Wise here. I've covered my share of disasters, and I can tell you the people of Service Master by Cornerstone are the experts when it comes to disaster cleanup. They use all modern methods to repair the damage, be it a home gutted by fire or a five-story commercial building racked by storm damage, with a laser focus on getting your home or commercial building back to normal. Service Master by Cornerstone has the respect of risk insurance adjusters and emergency contractors. It will save your business or home. Make the wise choice for disaster cleanup, Service Master by Cornerstone.
This is Rob Joyner with James Davis, one of the finest men's clothing stores in America, and we are ready for spring with five pocket performance pants in every color imaginable. New print performance knit shirts and sports shirts, perfect for work or the golf course, with Peter Millar, Johnny O, and Left Coast Tee. If you need a fresh look for work or for the spring parties coming up, our new sport coat selection is a must look at. We have two Paul Battinelli suits for $8.95, regularly $650 each in an array of colors and patterns, and our perfect fit alterations at no charge. Don't forget our Stant custom shirts with new spring fabrics. Just three measurements and the computer gives the perfect fit. In 2.5 weeks, the shirts arrive starting at $138 and hundreds of fabric choices. James Davis in the Laurelwood Shopping Center, an incredible shopping experience. Visit anytime at jamesdavismemphis.com.
The Showboats are back in Memphis.
We can't wait to have you for the USFL.
Let's go. Ticket prices start at just $10 for their long-awaited homecoming season.
All the way to the house.
April 15th starts a new era of pro football at the Liberty Bowl when the Showboats seek to reclaim their USFL legacy. Bring the whole family and don't miss the Showboats' historic return.
It's a touchdown.
Buy your tickets today at theusfl.com.
When people have a craving to explore new and traditional Asian cuisines, they head to P.F. Chang's, where scratch-made dishes come from the 2,000-year-old tradition of wok cooking. P.F. Chang's wanted to explore new possibilities for their website. They turned to AmericanEagle.com. AmericanEagle.com re-architected P.F. Chang's website, integrating multiple third-party systems to create a unified digital experience. The results? Improved page speed and performance, personalized content based on users' location, intuitive online ordering, an increase in organic search visibility, and a 40% increase in new users. For scratch-made Asian cuisine, visit your local P.F. Chang's or go to pfchangs.com for website design, development, digital marketing, and hosting that produce efficiency, revenue, and results. Visit AmericanEagle.com. P.F. Chang's and AmericanEagle.com, another example of the best businesses in the world. Turning to the best in the business for websites, go to AmericanEagle.com or call 877-WEB-NOW-1. That's 877-WEB-NOW-1.
Guests appear on the Smile Center Hotline. Now back to the Gabe Kuhn Show, live from the Service Master by Cornerstone Studios on 92.9 FM ESPN.
My friend. Gabe Kuhn back on the Gabe Kuhn Show, 92.9 FM ESPN. And I'm here to talk to you about a little bit of Old Dominic. 150 years, 150 years and counting. That story is ready to be told. You're invited to take a distillery tour and see firsthand the dedication and passion put into every single bottle that is distilled at Old Dominic. Old Dominic ages their unique Memphis whiskeys for a minimum of 4 years in the heart of downtown in West Tennessee white oak barrels. It'll give Old Dominic's line of whiskeys a true edge and unique style all to their own. You're going to have that maple and sugar all involved. There's a charcoal finish. They filter it through charcoal, so it's going to be a subtle flavor that's great for sipping. And Alex Castle, Tennessee's first female distiller since Prohibition, sits at the helm of Memphis's Old Dominic Distillery. And Old Dominic has something for everyone's taste and an elevated yet relaxed atmosphere. Get down to their distillery and take a tour. Check out that distillery. Learn what makes Old Dominic and turn-of-the-century Memphis so damn special. Perfect for hosting a special event, wedding reception, whatever it may be. Also, Old Dominic is the official spirit of the Memphis Grizzlies. Look for their new Tennessee whiskey and all of their great products this playoff season at your favorite retailers or ask for it by name at your favorite locally owned restaurant. Go to olddominic.com to check out all they have to offer and go book a tour at the distillery. Old Dominic Distillery, come say hi. Now it's time to get into small talk.
Here on 92.9, we talk ball every weekday from 4 till 7 p.m. Except right now, it's time for Big Man Small Talk on 92.9's Gabe Kuhn Show.
This is interesting, Bennett. March Madness, according to multiple news outlets, March Madness in the days of the first round, the second round on Thursday and Friday, is costing employers an estimated $17.3 billion, with a B, billion in productivity. I don't doubt this. I'd say for us, we're sort of exempt from this because it gives us a lot to talk about, so our productivity stays relatively high. But that's an unreasonable number. Like, I have to see all that went into making that estimation. I really do.
You know, I'd be interested to see it compared to, like, the day after the Super Bowl.
Right.
Which should be, listen, the solution to all of these is to make these national holidays. The day after
but
the
Super Bowl. But then productivity, you'd still lose the money.
That's fine. but you would, like, factor that into your, like, you know, end of the year.
Right.
Your budget and all
right.
that kind of. But, like, the day after the Super Bowl should be a national holiday. Like,
yeah.
Everyone is partying. It goes late. Like, it's that should be a national holiday. Everyone's always dragging that day. And then the first 2 days of the NCAA tournament should be national holidays. Like, it's
get a 4-day weekend. Yeah, give us 4-day
like,
weekend.
It's easy for us because, like, we work in sports. So, like, you know, we can watch and not get in trouble. Our bosses don't care. But, like, I can understand. I mean, you want to be able to watch these games, man.
Yeah, you do. But I get your point. If it's $17.3 billion, how much more is it going to cost you just to let the people off that day?
That's right.
And there's probably mistakes made because they're watching their one screen on their lap or in their laptop, whatever it is. It's distracting. I can see that. I can see that. And brackets are getting busted. They're getting depressed at work.
Yeah.
It's not good.
Listen,
morale could be low.
That's right. That's right. So,
yeah.
So, I'm a national holiday. Put it in my book.
$17.3 billion in productivity. That's unbelievable. But we still have one more segment left on today's show, and you still have time to get in 2023 Grizzlies hoops for St. Jude. Go to grizzlies.com/St. Jude. We'll talk about it with Rob Fisher on the other side, and we'll get to the rewind. That's next.
WMFS FM and HD1 Bartlett. WMFS Memphis, celebrating a legacy of sports as the flagship home of the Memphis Grizzlies and Tigers talk. Always live on the Odyssey app and on smart speakers say play 92.9 ESPN.
Hey, it's Michael Jenkins with a Sports Betting Minute brought to you by BetMGM, the king of sportsbooks. Let's try to make some money on the ice tonight in the Steel City with Pittsburgh hosting Ottawa, and we're fading both netminders here. The man between the pipes for Ottawa has seen at least 7 goals scored in 11 of his last 12 starts, including 5 straight. Not great, Bob. On the flip side, the starter for Pittsburgh has given up at least 4 goals in 5 of his last 7. Plus, that Pittsburgh blue line has been a mess all season long with a number of injuries. And when these two teams meet, we almost always get a ton of biscuits in the basket. Pittsburgh and Ottawa, and let's cash in the NHL. That's it for this Sports Betting Minute brought to you by BetMGM. Download the BetMGM app and take your game to the next level with the king of sportsbooks.
Must be 21 years or older. Must be in Tennessee. Visit BetMGM.com for full list of terms and conditions. For problem gambling support, call the Tennessee Red Line at 800-889-9789.
Mom, Dad, Sis?
Here we go again.
Why are you in a suit?
Picture, if you will, a world with the best network imaginable. I'm talking about the Xfinity 10G network.
Go on.
Mom, remember how your reality shows wouldn't load with all of us online? Now you can binge. And Susie, we'll have fast internet in the basement.
Nice.
If you have any questions, here's my card.
This is just your name on a gum wrapper.
Introducing the 10G network only from Xfinity. The future starts now. Now through March 21st, new customers can get 200 megabit Xfinity internet during our limited-time Xfinity 10G network launch celebration for just $25 a month for 2 years. Plus, there's no annual contract required, and you get Wi-Fi equipment included. Go to Xfinity.com/10G, call 1-800-XFINITY, or visit a store today. Requires paperless billing and auto pay with stored bank account. Restrictions apply. Taxes and fees extra. After promo, regular rates apply to internet service and devices. Actual speeds vary.
Make today more interesting with Betley's online sports betting action. You can bet on pro and college games with Betley, the only online sports book in Arkansas and Tennessee. And right now, every new customer can cash in on a $250 risk-free first bet. Download the Betley Sportsbook app now.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.